G'day, it's Ian here from yourstorypodcast.com. I'm in Buenos Aires. I just thought I might share with you a few of my observations while I'm walking home. I've been over the far side of town and I've walked probably about 15 kilometres back towards where I'm staying at San Telmo. I was over Recoleta Palmero, I think it's pronounced way, doing another recording with an interesting lady who is into the tango scene but migrated here from the United States. And as I'm walking back, just thought I'd let you hear the atmosphere of Buenos Aires. It's they say it's one of the noisiest cities in the world, and I'd have to agree. Actually, doing the recordings for the podcast it's been a constant problem for me to try and find places that are at least have some semblance of quiet to record in. It's been very challenging. As I'm walking home, as we speak, I have to share with you that somebody told me a couple of days ago that they have been collecting historical documents about Buenos Aires, and for over 100 years people who come to this city constantly say that the one thing that they notice, and it's still current today, is that the pavements, the footpaths, are always broken and you have to constantly be aware of them. Interesting thing though is most Western countries like Australia, Britain and the United States, they're absolutely paranoid about making sure that the footpaths are in good condition. Whereas here, they just don't damn well care. And the thing is, because of that, you are always on guard. And basically, nobody ever hurts themselves because you're so attuned to the fact that the footpaths are a constant problem and that you have to watch out for it. I think there's something to be said for not actually keeping everything perfectly maintained and create a complacent attitude. In this city, you can't be complacent at all. There's stuff to trip you up everywhere you go. The traffic is horrendous. There is a mayhem to the way the traffic operates. I've heard it's a lot worse in Asia, but it's still pretty bad for a Brisbane boy. Like I said, the pavements are always broken up and the roads are tricky to get across, but there's dog poo everywhere. They have no idea about picking the stuff up, and it just slowly accumulates during the day. The refuse situation here is fascinating to watch. Every night, around about from now onwards, 7 o'clock onwards, the rubbish starts to be piled up in the street. All your household garbage just comes out in the footpath and it's just dropped in the gutter. A couple of hours later, around about 10 o'clock, people come through and pick through all the rubbish and pull all the recyclables out. That's what they make money out of. And then a couple of hours after that, the garbage collection comes through and they come through with a huge truck and they operate like a machine. I saw some guys last night running down the footpath at a fast jog, almost a run speed, and they do this, I don't know for how many hours, collecting the rubbish, throwing it in the back of the truck, jumping on the truck and scooting off to the next pile of refuse. There is an order in the mayhem in this city that just confounds me. It seems to work. You know, there's 13 million people living here and it works, but it doesn't make a lot of sense from where I come from. There's no street marking. There's no pedestrian crossings. There's no walk signs. There are some traffic lights, but you have to look at the lights in order to work out where you want to cross the roads. It's just an extraordinary town, and it's just constant. It's going, it never sleeps. 2, 3, 4 a.m. coming home from a Malonga, it's still all happening. You want to get to buy a bite to eat at that hour, it's here. It's just amazing. If you get a chance to check it out, it's definitely worth a visit. Anyway, signing off. Catch you around, and hope you're having a great day wherever you are. See ya. Bye.